From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, May 2nd. Coming up, in the farming world, talking about climate change is typically off the table. But we'll find out about a program that's making farms more climate friendly anyway. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. There's a debate over debates within the six-way Republican field for Illinois governor. Dave McKinney explains.
WGN and NBC5 Chicago scheduled debates on the same day, May 24th. That's forced candidates to make a choice and leaves in doubt when or if the whole group will appear together before the June 28th primary. State Senator Darren Bailey says Aurora Mayor Richard Ervin is strategically avoiding the same debate stage with him, and a longtime political observer says there could be some truth to that.
Ervin doesn't have much to gain from debating because he has, you know, he has the resources to get his name and his message out there.
That's Kent Redfield, emeritus political science professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield. Ervin has a huge fundraising advantage over his opponents, allowing him to flood TV airwaves with ads. This is Dave McKinney.
Champaign police say they're increasing efforts to spread the word about new hiring incentives designed to attract more experienced officers to the force. The department is offering three main incentives: a $20,000 hiring bonus, an increase in salary, and $10,000 incentive for officers who move to within the Champaign city limits. Joe Lamberson is the assistant to the chief of police for community services. He says the department is optimistic about the new program.
We are here. We are excited. We're offering great incentives, and we're looking for good officers who can do good work.
For more information, visit champaignil.gov/lateral. Elementary schoolers at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy spend one half day per week on fun educational activities. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes explains why.
Can the balloons fly?
A second grader asked the University of Illinois graduate student to test out the egg parachute he's holding. The class is learning about what engineers do. They're also trying their hand at solving engineering problems, like how to prevent an egg from breaking when it falls. Liz Lampkin teaches second grade at Booker T. Washington. She says the goal is to introduce students to people working in science and math careers.
I've got a lot of kids that don't think that they can be those professions, but when they see someone actually doing it, then they realize they could actually go out and do some of those things.
Lampkin says her students look forward to these visits all week. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The Champaign and University of Illinois chapters of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, recognized the month yesterday with a candlelight walk. About 20 people gathered on the university's main quad for the event, which included rock painting activities, snacks, and talks by featured speakers that focused on NAMI's message this month: you are not alone. President of NAMI UIUC, Carson Roeder, says he openly speaks about his experiences with anxiety and depression. He says he hopes normalizing discussions about mental health will help those who may struggle with feelings of loneliness.
We want to show people that you're not alone, right? So by showing that there's these people here that are willing to talk about their feelings, willing to talk about what they've gone through, we're just trying to get people to like realize that it's okay to talk about this stuff by showing people talking about their own issues.
Roeder says he wants the walk to encourage people to feel more comfortable sharing their feelings while also reducing the stigma around mental health. The NAMI helpline is 800-950-NAMI. Coming up, we'll learn about a program that finds common ground between what farmers do believe about climate change and the fight to make the environment better. That story's coming up next on 217 Today.
In a new suspenseful series from Masterpiece, Unforgotten's Nicola Walker stars as detective investigator Annika Stranded, the head of Glasgow's newly formed Marine Homicide Unit. In this witty police procedural series, Annika has to juggle murder cases at sea and a rebellious teenage daughter at home. The series delighted critics during its recent broadcast in the United Kingdom. Annika's six episodes are available to view now with WILL Passport. Learn how you can watch it at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The agriculture industry accounts for 10% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, and yet polls show that most conventional farmers in the Midwest don't believe humans are the cause of climate change. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on a program that finds common ground between what farmers do believe and the fight against climate change. This story was produced with the Food and Environment Reporting Network.
This is a story about climate change, but to get there, we're going to start with a different environmental issue, one that farmers think about a lot, soil erosion. Lynn Warfel has farmed corn and soybeans in Illinois pretty much his whole life, and he's watched a lot of soil disappear.
All of a sudden, there would, you know, a whole bunch of the soil would be gone. There would be a ravine there, kind of, a small ravine, where I used to have soil.
The Midwest has lost about a third of its topsoil since Europeans first settled here. It's a problem that, unlike climate change, is urgent for many farmers. Some are taking action, like Joe Rothermel, who I met at his favorite pancake house.
Soil's a finite resource, you know, and we've already lost half our organic matter.
Rothermel also grows corn and soybeans. He is so worried about soil erosion that a few years ago, he set out to help farmers better protect that resource. He and his colleague, Steve Steerwalt, co-founded a program right here at this pancake house called STAR, which stands for Saving Tomorrow's Agriculture Resources.
So many people understand, you know, rating things by stars. You know, I don't know, you may have been to a restaurant and then you check to see what the star rankings of it are before you go.
Here's how it works. If you're a star farmer, you farm with as many star practices that are good for the soil, as you can. The more you use, the higher rating your individual farm fields receive. So what does this have to do with climate change? Well, from Steve and Joe's perspective, not much.
We don't use the word climate change. In the agricultural community, that becomes a political term.
But even though they don't talk about it, the type of farming STAR encourages helps to mitigate climate change, because preventing soil erosion also keeps carbon in the ground. To show you what I mean, let's go back to Lynn Warfel's farm for a minute. He joined STAR a couple years ago and started planting cover crops on some of his land to protect his soil.
So what you see right there is cereal rye.
Cereal rye is a winter crop that goes in between harvesting and planting corn and soybeans. The cover crop's root system helps keep his soil in place and also sequesters a ton of carbon from the atmosphere. Warfel's also stopped tilling or turning his soil as much. Tillage starts a chain reaction in the soil, which causes carbon to be released. Now, instead of tilling this star field, what Warfel does is more like...
Just scratching the soil, and now we're scratching it less and less.
So the STAR program is inadvertently enlisting more conventional farmers in the fight against climate change. And that aligns with President Biden's goal for American agriculture to capture the same amount, if not more, of carbon as it emits. Paige Buck is with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Illinois.
We've been hoping for something like this for a long time. It started in Illinois, and now it's spreading.
Buck says the USDA has been glad to see STAR spread into other states, including Iowa, Indiana, and Colorado. She says what makes STAR so effective is that it's farmer-led and farmer-trusted.
Sometimes getting advice from the government or from getting it online, sometimes that's not what a farmer needs. What they need to do is they need to hear it from another farmer.
She says we need more programs like that in order to mitigate the worst effects of climate change. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
This story comes from Hot Farm, a new podcast from the Food and Environment Reporting Network about the intersection of agriculture and climate change. You can listen to Hot Farm wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 67 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Emilio Reyes, Emily Hayes, Jacqueline Barba, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.